The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 15th of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's at the helm. And do we have the weather in here? Is the weather laying around someplace?
Yes. I got it. Here, hold on.
Okay. I just thought that, you know. Anyway, hello, Christina. We have no weather. Oh,
it's
we have the weather.
Well, currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today. 75 degrees. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that wonderful? I did put my plants out over the weekend and let them drink and drink and drink. Overnight lows tonight of 50. A few passing clouds is the way we, what we're looking at. But as we progress throughout the week, folks, now we're up into the 80s. Okay, 81 on Tuesday, partly cloudy. Wednesday is going to be partly cloudy as well, around 81. And then Thursday, we get up to 82. You know, it's Red Bluff Roundup and cool April nights. We're so happy to hear that. 81 on Friday with mostly sunny, and Saturday the 20th, 82, and Sunday, 81. We'll forget about next week as we go. We kind of go down a little bit. We don't really have that much rain. We have PM showers in the end of the month. But as far as this forecast looks like, we've got beautiful weather ahead of us. Sunny, some clouds, which I love. I love a cloudy sky.
I know.
Especially
in the evening.
Variations.
The sun's setting, yeah.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Now, we're changing up the lineup a little bit this morning because we have Red Bluff Roundup. We have some cowboys we're going to be talking to, some of the performers that's at the Red Bluff Roundup. So we're starting with Ann Marie and our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, Reading-based full-service insurance agency that was established in 1993. Siskiyou is Insurance Services is located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading, California. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone. What a week we are going to have,
yes,
folks.
Yes.
Well, it's Purple Up Day, so don't forget to wear your purple today to show your support for our military kids. April is also the month of the military child. As we begin our community calendar, taking place today, Monday, April 15th, there will be a Show and Shine car show for the residents at Lavender Hills Assisted Living, located at 1794 Collier Drive in Reading, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. If you have a classic car, come on down and help show some love for the residents at the Lavender Hills Assisted Living in Reading. Again, it's from 1 to 3 p.m. today. For more information, call 530-710-4900. The Haven Humane Society is doing a donation drive this month, taking place till April 30th, and they are looking for donations of milk bones, Benabones, tennis balls, blankets, towels, extra large Kongs, and creamy peanut butter. That is not sugar-free, please. Donations can be dropped off at Starbucks in Anderson near Walmart, located at 5046 Ronda Road. For more information, visit the Haven Humane Society on Facebook. The Veterans Home of California Reading has posted their April resident wish list. Items need include grocery cards, birthday party decorations, sweatpants in all sizes, along with other clothing options, soda pop-in diet and regular options, cocktail napkins, plates, items for bingo prizes, and much more. Also, you can ask about sponsoring a party such as a pizza party, ice cream social, or even happy hour. The Veterans Home is located at 3400 Knighton Road in Reading. Hey, check them out on Facebook and learn more details. The Red Bluff Roundup will be taking place Friday, April 19th. Through Sunday, April 21st, this three-day rodeo is located at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit redbluffroundup.com. The countdown is on as Cool April Nights returns for another spectacular year on Friday, April 19th and going through till April 28th. Just a few events happening this weekend include a Spring Fest car and bike show on Friday, April 19th on Market Street in downtown Reading. The event starts at 4 p.m. Visit CoolAprilNights.com for more details. Now, there are several show and shines this weekend, so I'll hit the highlights. And for additional details, again, visit CoolAprilNights.com. April 20th, there will be a show and shine at Lithia Chevrolet in Reading starting at 10 a.m. and a show and shine at Anderson River Park starting at 2 p.m. Another show and shine at Big League Dreams in Reading starting at 6 p.m. And also on Saturday, April 20th, look for a show and shine at Country Bowl in Reading at 6 p.m. On Sunday, April 21st, you can find a show and shine at Locust Street Auto in Reading starting at 10 a.m. and at Kent's Meats, located in Reading, also starting at 10 a.m. And also a show and shine at Rin River Casino in Reading, starting at 11 a.m. And Sunday evening, you can catch a show and shine at Colts 45 in Reading, starting at 7 p.m. There's also going to be a free household waste dump day for Shasta County residents on Saturday, April 20th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Burney, Fall River Mills, and Round Mountain Waste Management Transfer Stations. This free event is being hosted by Caltrans District 2 and is limited to Shasta County residents only, please. For more information, visit Caltrans District 2 on Facebook. There will be an Earth Day Festival on Saturday, April 20th, starting at 11 a.m. at Caldwell Park, located at 3 Quartz Hills Road in Reading. That's 3 Quartz Hill Road in Reading. This free event is open to all ages, and we'll have multiple booths on site, food, music, and activities for kids to do. Hosted by the Shasta Environmental Alliance. Also on Saturday, look for the 10th annual Airports for Autism event running from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Benton Air Park located at 2600 Gold Street in Reading. This event will include a free community fair, silent auction, and a 5K race / 2-mile fun walk. To register for the run or the fun walk, or for more information, visit airportsforautism.com. And that is just a sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Hey, Anne Marie, thanks for being so flexible today. A full day,
but half
hour
early.
So many things happening. So thank you very much. We'll probably see you at a couple of them.
Again,
yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Cool April Nights, Red Bluff Roundup. That is our wonderful
Anne Marie
with our calendar.
Community
brought
calendar.
To you by Siskiyo Insurance.
Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can call them at 530-224-2345. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Courtney Kreider, because we're talking Red Bluff Roundup, and we're getting ready to call one of the contestants today, a bareback.
Donnie Prophet. We're going to be hearing from Donnie Prophet, a bareback rider that's going to be, wait till you hear his stats, and Wyatt Denny will be hearing from him as well. But Courtney Kreider, the last time we saw you was at the National Rodeo Finals in Las Vegas. It's been a big year for you as well, that you're now a reporter for Sports Illustrated Rodeo Daily, as well as helping everybody round up for the Red Bluff Roundup. Good to have you in the studio.
Oh, I can't wait for Roundup 2. It's so nice to be in hometown and helping out there. So
here we go. Okay, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get Donnie Prophet on the line.
Some folks are born, made to wave the flag, cool their red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief, cool, they point the cannon at you. Now, it ain't me, I ain't no senator.
So you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine. A drive-in movie. Cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition here of KTNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. We're your talk radio at KTNR1460.com, streaming as well. Courtney Kreider is our guest, and we're talking Red Bluff Roundup, and we've got some contestants. Well, some great, great bareback rider by the name of Donnie Prophet that's going to be on with us, and Wyatt Denny as well.
And they're working right now to get him on the phone. But, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. Been in the business over 17 years and has been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. You should learn more, and you can do that two ways. Just walk into one of the branches and see what it's like and see what kind of people are there and tell them you're interested in some information, or go to bankcornerstone.com. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. So while we're waiting to see if to get Donnie on the line here, we can talk about a couple other things.
Well,
here's Courtney. Courtney's back. And is Donnie there?
We're
having, so all of these contestants who are traveling right now, they're just getting done with other rodeos. We have Wyatt Denny on, though.
Okay, oh, we've got Wyatt on. So. Hey, Wyatt, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely, thanks for having me on here.
Sure, where are you at right now?
I'm in Minden, Nevada.
Okay, that's not too far away. So.
No, not far.
Okay.
So were you in a rodeo? Were you rodeoing over the weekend? Tell us what your experience was, if you were.
Yeah. I actually went to Logandale, Nevada on Thursday, and then zipped over to West Valley, Utah on Friday. Had Saturday off. Kind of had a bad day on Saturday. We ended up breaking down and spent all day in Wendover, Nevada, but we have made it out of there and then went to Oakdale yesterday and ended up having a pretty good ride over there and then back home today.
Are you saying when you broke down, you're talking about your vehicle?
Yep, the old truck took a dive.
You know, I can't even imagine the miles and what, I mean, we have to, you know, remember like the what happens in the back story and the background of what happens with these wonderful athletes that travel everywhere with their animals and, you know, what happens. Like, for instance, there you are in Wendover, and you got to put your horse in place, and you got to figure out what happens with your automobile, and you have to be self-sufficient, and, oh, my gosh, and be a mechanic at the same time.
It's definitely all hands on deck when it comes to rodeoing. You know, and getting your truck down the road and trying to do it safely and, you know, getting to the airport and everywhere you got to be at once. So it's always, there's always good stories to go behind it.
Wyatt, what got you into professional rodeo?
So basically, you know, growing up in the area that I was in, there was a lot of influence of, you know, team roping and just the Western background. And actually my oldest brother, Kefton, he's 35, 36. He came home from school one day and wanted to learn how to ride horses and start team roping. So it kind of just started there, and we all just kind of flourished from there.
Well,
there's a couple things about you that, you know, Carl took a pause, so I thought, okay, it's my turn. All right, tell us about the mustache. You know, that's your, like, a calling card. You've got this mustache. You're known for the stash.
Yeah.
Why?
Tell them the real reason, how it started.
How that came around was in every May, all the bareback riders, we always do mustache May, right? So at the end of it, come June, my mustache, it was kind of looking pretty embarrassing, and everybody was kind of giving me, they were heckling me for it and, you know, giving me a hard time for it. So I just kept saying, all right, well, keep making fun of me. I like it. And that's kind of what just drove it. You know, I just kept saying, all right, if you want to make fun of me, I'm just going to keep wearing it. So now everybody says, man, that's the coolest mustache ever. And they look back at it, and I make sure that I remind them sometimes.
Well, you know, last year for the Reading Rodeo, I grew a mustache, and I can't even begin to tell you the grief I took over that.
But it was a cowboy mustache. It was I was thinking about it, Carl. I was looking across the table, and I'm thinking, why didn't Carl grow out his mustache?
Well, I tell you what, it was bushy and out there. So it's not too late to do it again.
That's right. If you look back at all the bareback riders back in the day too, they all had mustaches, you know, and they were the guys I looked up to. So maybe that was in the back of my mind as well.
Now, Wyatt, bareback riding, people don't realize, you know, everybody thinks, you know, the bulls are, you know, the toughest, and anybody that follows rodeo looks at the bareback riders, and it is hell on your body. Can you explain how about bareback riding to people that have just seen it but don't really understand
the whole layback and the flip forward?
Yeah, so in the bareback riding, just the dynamics of how you're positioning on the horse is just so much different. The you know, the energy going backwards is so much more than a full rider because they're sitting more straight up and down, where horses are moving forward, so there's a lot more whiplash going backwards. So it's a lot more physically demanding when it comes to the bareback riding as far as strength and speed and timing versus, you know, bull riding definitely takes all of those, but just to a different extreme in the bareback riding. The horses are just moving forward, and the, you know, the G-force is just so much more on your neck and everything. So basically, what you see is what you get. You know, that it does, it's that adrenaline's something else. It'll, you know, you can't feel it, but the next couple days you definitely feel it in your arm and your neck and your back. But that's our job, you know. We're, that's every day we get up and we say, hey, how do we make ourselves better, and how do we make our bodies feel up to, you know, bareback riding par. So that's all we do. That's all I do is I get up every day and I, you know, work on my body, work out, mobilize it, eat healthy, try to make sure that I keep the inflammation down. That's the big part with bareback riding. So, you know, it's a matter of – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're seeing a lot of our rodeo contestants are doing that. You know, yoga,
Pilates,
stretching, all of these things to keep the flexibility, and they work out all the time because this is a year-round – this is a year-round job.
Maybe we need to have some goat yoga for our contestants this week. That's a good idea,
goat
Carl.
Goat yoga.
But, you know, we're reading wonderful things about you, 3-time NFR qualifier. But one of the things that I find fascinating, and of course it's like anything else, if you're athletic, but you are a professional skier. That means that if you're a professional skier, you were endorsed or you made money at it.
Professional, but. There was no, so with my skiing, I basically grew up skiing and rodeoing at the same time from, you know, the time, maybe I started skiing a little bit earlier, but it's a point in my life where I stopped skiing. It was, you know, basically, do you want to do this and go professionally, you know, down that route towards that lifestyle and that, you know, Olympics and that whole route. And all my buddies that were ski racers, you know, they went that route. And at the time, I was riding bareback horses, and I was amateur rodeoing, and I was driving all the way to Oregon and Washington and Idaho, and, you know, I was 15, 16 years old at the time, and I loved that lifestyle, and I just loved everything about rodeo and just the people in rodeo and just everything about it. So, and I was also at the time, you know, winning money, and I'd come to the ski races, and, you know, the kids over there, they were going to ski races on the weekend trying to, you know, qualify for points and win points. And there was sponsorships, you know, a little bit involved with ski racing. But when it came down to it, you know, I looked at rodeo and I saw myself going further in that as far as actually doing it and making, you know, making a living. So that was basically where that ended. But as far as skiing goes, I love skiing. I go skiing as much as I can. My mom and I ski probably easily 50 days out of the year. We go down to Denver for the rodeo, and that's the other cool thing about rodeo is just the lifestyle outside of it that you get to see, you know, traveling and going to these events that they do, like the golf tournament in Red Bluff and the golf tournaments they do at all the rodeos, and then the cowboy downhill that they do at the Denver rodeo. So it's pretty neat to just be able to experience all that stuff. And then on top of it, you know, you get to ride bucking horses, and that was what you know, originated off on, was just getting on bucking horses and doing it because you love doing it, and then you got paid to do it. So it's pretty cool.
Now, as being 28, are you 28 years old? Are you,
yes, sir.
Are you one of the elder statesmen of the bareback circuit?
You know, he's not as old
funny.
As RC.
No, he's not. He's not as old as RC. No, but
it is pretty funny. I am up there definitely with the, you know, older group of guys. We were just talking about it yesterday, and you know, I still feel like I'm the same age as, you know, all these kids coming up. I feel like either they all have the same mentality as I do, obviously, because they're winning and riding bucking horses. But it's like, you know, I feel like we're all just the same group of guys, and we all just, you know, goof around and laugh and, you know, just ride bucking horses and I don't ever even feel like I'm, you know, in the older group, but definitely I am up there.
Well, Wyatt, we're looking at some pictures of you in action, and all I can say is that, buddy, you are hardcore.
Well, thank you so much. I like to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to be seeing you over here in Red Bluff.
Yeah.
Here this week.
Yes, sir. Yep, I'll be up there on Sunday.
Awesome. Oh, good. That's good.
And the...
We'll come back and say hi.
I have read. Well, I'm on the. I hope you're back for the Reading Rodeo too. I'm on that association. But the
awesome. Yep.
Yep. The thing
he wouldn't miss.
Yeah. The thing I'm seeing is that it seems to be less bareback riders than there were. Is that just my imagination, or is there? I mean, it seems like there's a young group coming up now, but
there definitely is. There for a while, it seemed like, there was two or three new kids coming up every year, but it seemed like over the past, I'd say 3 years, we've had a good 20 kids come
good.
Up that are,
good.
Really firm bucking horses, and I don't think the numbers are dying at all. I go to, 4 or 5 rodeo schools throughout the year, and I see kids all the time, and I coach kids, all around my valley and just through social media and, just the outreach there. And there's hundreds of kids that can ride bucking horses. And, these are kids that aren't just showing up, with a, don't have a glove or nothing, they're showing up and they know their stuff and they want to do it. So there definitely is numbers in it.
So you're seeing, and we're looking at ways to help rodeo grow, of course. But you're seeing that. You're seeing that young people are still wanting to compete, and there's still lots of them that are out there that want to be professional rodeo cowboys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's still on the, the gold buckle is on everybody's mind, but it's definitely, got a lot of younger kids, it's on their mind, and the whole, reach with, A, social media, but B, the Cowboy Channel and just the reach that they have as far as, my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, they can all watch pro rodeo. So, there's more outlet for people to, see these cowboys. And I think, kids could see it and just go, man, that looks cool. I've never even, wanted to ride bucking horses or anything. I have no idea how to do it, but they, go through social media and they figure out, somebody to get a hold of, and next thing they're riding bucking horses. So I think there's definitely a younger group that's coming up, and it could be because there's, more involvement with the Cowboy Channel getting it out there and just people, promoting rodeo more.
Well, it could be is that there's more money at rodeo, too, than
Courtney
it used
has,
to be.
100%. Yeah. Courtney Kreider's with
okay,
us.
Okay, Courtney Kreider's with us. Courtney.
Well, Linda and I are just gawking at your picture taken by Fernando of UY at the Reno Rodeo. Can you tell people,
too,
of course, just kind of how it changes now that you start the California circuit and what that is? I mean, outdoor rodeos, and is there a different kind of feeling in the arena for those?
Oh, absolutely. So in the wintertime, everything is pretty much, back east, and it follows the weather. So it's, more cold over here on the west. So everything is back east, and it's in indoor buildings, and the bucking horses are a little bit more fresh. They haven't bucked as much. So, come the springtime, summer run, everything comes back on the west coast, and it goes to outdoors, and the weather for the most part, 90% of it's beautiful. It might get a little bit of rain, but that never stops us from flying. But for the most part,
Oakdale,
the outdoor, in Oakdale, exactly. So we love the atmosphere as far as the rodeos go outdoors. I know all the bareback riders and, time event guys do as well, but you come back over here to the West Coast, and for me, it's, where I was born and raised. So I'm a big fan of the weather, and the weather over here is, beautiful this time of year. So it's always fun getting on bucking horses. And by this time of the year, the bucking horses is, had a few trips, and so have I. So everybody's getting tuned up at the same time, and everybody's going to come together, and it's going to be great.
Well, we sure appreciate you spending some time with us
and
today.
We'll see you on Sunday, Wyatt. We'll be there attending the rodeo, whipping it up, and maybe we'll get to see you back behind the chutes.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for spending this time with us.
Yep, thank you guys. Have a great day.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. 7:38 in the morning here on the 15th of April. It's tax day.
And my dad's birthday, actually.
And your dad's birthday.
He might be listening. Happy birthday, Dad.
I know you went back. You got a hat. You got a truck and everything, I think, a couple years ago.
Yeah, Dad always hooks me up.
Oh, man. Where's he live?
In Montana. I was just there, actually, for a rodeo, so I got to see him.
Congratulations and happy birthday, Dad.
Hey, on the line, we've got another, we have another contestant that's coming
another,
in.
Another athlete.
Star Rodeo. Star Rodeo guy. Yeah. 90 point ride. Guys.
Honey, do you want to introduce him first?
Oh, well.
This is Donnie Prophet.
The one and only.
Donnie, hello. Good morning.
We love Donnie because, yeah, he broke our arena record. So the other contestants might not love him as much. But, you know, everyone was cheering. That was insane.
On the infamous Virgil.
What a great horse. You know, I couldn't have.
And what a moment.
That's one of those ones you dream about drawing. Yeah.
Hey, Donnie, you're out of Wyoming. And what got you into, I always ask this, for our guests, what got you into professional rodeo?
You know, my dad used to ride bareback horses, so I kind of just followed his footsteps getting going. Went to college at the University of Wyoming, and that really helped me level it up and got me ready for the professional, or the PRCA. So, yeah, it's been a process.
You went, you were in like high school rodeo and all these, or?
Yeah, I didn't start getting on bareback horses till I was a junior in high school, just for maturity reasons, letting your body grow up a little bit, being able to take kind of the beating a little more, I guess.
And Donnie, were you, so I know you were still in college, right, during the Red Bluff Roundup. This is Courtney, by the way. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you finished now? Or, because I know you were battling, you were, like, juggling school and rodeo at the time last year when you broke that arena record.
Yeah, it was not that much fun flying back and forth all the time. But, yeah, no, I finally graduated this last December.
Congratulations, because I think that speaks volumes. And if we've got our listeners listening about how I can't do that and that, well, here's a shining example of a guy who set a 90-point ride, set a record, and was going to school to get his degree in agricultural communication. That shows such determination. And the fact that you can, like, multitask in that. How does it feel now? You've got your degree. You're going to be
at
doing
23
doing the Red Bluff Roundup. I mean, you've got to feel accomplished.
Yeah, it was a big thing for me. It was pretty tough. I didn't know if I wanted to stick it out. And rodeo, I was doing better and better at the rodeo stuff. But you know, my parents told me, "No, you made it this far. You better stick it out and get it done." So. I'm really glad I got it finished up and don't have to worry about wanting to go back or nothing. So,
hey,
it was tough.
Good parents.
Yeah, Donnie. The because you know rodeoing is a rodeoing is a group event. I mean, if you get with your family, the guys you travel with, and all this, how tight are the cowboys? That even though they compete against each other.
I'd say my best friends come through rodeo, and, you know, I travel with a couple of guys, Mick Pelkey and Cooper Cook, and you have to know them good, and you have to get along really well if you're going to spend, you know, 20 hours in a vehicle every week with them. So, yeah, it's super important to have a good attitude in the rig, and you root each other on, and help each other out when you can. Like, it's a pretty tight-knit community in the bareback riding world.
I would think it just, with the image that came to my mind, Donnie, was if you're in NFL and you know that the guy next to you, you're on this team, you want to see the best outcome for everybody, is that, like, say somebody has, like, a weak leg that week or they've been working on an injury, and you really try to be there to support them, so you're actually watching their ride and know that you're supporting them in an area that who else knows that except for the guys on the circuit?
Yeah, there's a lot of that, and like you always want everyone to do well. You want to beat them, but you know I want them to be 89 points. I want to be 90. You know?
I love that.
It's one of those things. You know, you want everyone to do well, but you just want to be a little bit better.
And Donnie, with an NFL reference too, I want to say so. I mean, bareback riders or any rodeo contestants, you're not getting paid to do the sport. You're getting paid off of your performance, right? So,
yeah.
Rebluff, I mean, you walked out with about $7,000 after that ride, right? Can you tell me kind of about the money earnings with rodeo?
Yeah, it varies at every rodeo. It just depends on how much money's added, how many guys enter, how much of that goes into the pot. And, yeah, it can be a tough deal. I mean, everyone goes through dry spells where you're just having a hard time, maybe not drawing good, maybe not riding as good as you'd like to. And yeah, we don't sign any contracts. If we don't win, we don't make any money. So,
and
you draw a horse like Virgil, and I knew that in the middle of that week. So I was, I almost couldn't sleep at night. I knew I had a big opportunity and a chance to do something really cool and win some money.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, Donnie. The fact is that the contestants draw these animals, and they know, and you all know these animals and these horses that you draw, and you know if they're going to be able to perform to a certain level, and you know that kind of makes a difference. But Virgil, which is a very famous horse owned by the C5 Rodeo. Yep. What makes this horse so good?
Man, he's so big, and then along with that, he's athletic. He's fast and strong, and he jumps in the air. Shoot, it feels like you're dropping off a skyscraper when you're coming back down. It's that animal's an awesome athlete.
You know, then when you see things like this, that when you look and you see you draw an animal with this capabilities, I mean, that has got to pump you up.
Oh man, and like I said, I was struggling to sleep at night. I just kept watching videos of Virgil and all the big time rides that have been put on him and stuff, and knowing that you have such a big opportunity, and that's kind of one of those career defining moments, I think. You know, it was my first ever 90-point ride. I got the arena record. I was on cloud nine that day.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he's been our Facebook cover for the Rev Left Roundup for a year, so.
Well, there you go.
And you pushed you into the top 30 in the world for bareback riding.
Yeah,
so, you know, what I think of when I, now the word that came to my mind with you, going back and forth, being in rodeo and getting your degree, the word that came to me in capital letters was determination. And what it must be like for you to be in the chute, ready to go, never know from moment to moment what's going to go on, that adrenaline, but determination. So can you give a few words here before we take a break about what your mindset is? Before you get, when you're ready for that buzzer to go off and ready to get out.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's just stay aggressive and have fast feet. And you can't think about too much. You should have prepared before the rodeo, you know. So you kind of have to let your body do what it's supposed to. And, so for me, it's just stay aggressive and finish strong.
Donnie, Linda's looking at me. With the fast feet reference,
yes.
Explain that.
I love that. Fast feet, that would be like under your poster.
Yeah, so getting my feet from from the neck back to my rigging and then back down into the neck. You know, we have to beat, if you're behind them horses and their front feet hit the ground before your spurs hit them in the neck, you get a lot more power going through your arm, and that's when you see a lot of guys get jerked down or get in bad shape. And on a horse like Virgil, where there's so much power, after the whistle and I quit setting my feet, he jerked me down. So there's just, keep gassing, keep your feet going as fast as you can, and hopefully you can make the whistle.
Well, it sounds like you got the points and he got the last word.
Yeah, he did. He did a little victory lap too.
Yeah, I love watching it. You see some of the bulls, they just take a victory lap.
Yeah.
You know, they go, and you're next.
They
you
do.
Know, that
with
kind
a
of thing.
Stock contractor with C5 that I've spoken with, he said, he goes, oh, you watch Virgil.
Oh.
He knows how good he is, and
oh,
he
man.
Will take that victory lap afterwards.
We're here with Donnie Prophet. Donnie, thank you so much for joining us. You got any last thoughts for our friends here?
Well, I'm excited to come back and defend my title.
What days will you be at the Red Bluff Roundup?
All right, Saturday.
All right.
Okay.
2:30.
All right. Well, good luck, and looking forward to seeing you maybe push another new record out there, Donnie.
I told Donnie
I would love to.
Yeah. We have some Coors Light waiting for you, so thank you so much.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Donnie Prophet.
Yep.
He is a bareback rider. He's going to be at Red Bluff. You know, I love talking to these contestants. You know, the one thing that you get across is the humility in these young men and women. And we're going to be talking to women this week too. But the humility that they have, they have a tough job, and it's tough on your body. And if you don't place, you don't get any money. And if you get injured, there's no insurance out there. unless some things have changed a little bit. They do have medical right there. So I don't know. Anyway, we have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We are Roundup Central right here. The Red Bluff Roundup Central, and then in a few weeks we're going to be the Reading Rodeo Central.
Linda.
No, tis the season. We love it. Yes. Go ahead, Courtney. Courtney Kreider's with us this morning. Thank you for making all of these arrangements for us with great writers.
We got people coming in all week.
Guys just do so much to promote us, so we appreciate it.
We really like rodeo. We think, you know, it's America.
It is. It's good people. Ooh, you want to know something about America,
yes,
too.
Please.
Guess America. what on, so last year, I mean, we always say you can't watch the grand entry at Red Bluff Roundup or Reading and not feel a sense of patriotism. The people that come to do it as well, they feel the same thing. I just got off the phone this weekend with one of the majors or the one that is in charge of the Marine flyover. And he said, Courtney, you have no idea. Last year was so amazing. We have so many pilots that want to come this year. We're adding some planes. So they, we're going to have, you know, a dozen pilots coming from Miramar just because they loved experiencing rodeo.
Well, and what they love, let me tell you, having been in the Marines and been in Miramar, let me tell you what they like. They like after they land the plane.
Yes.
They spend the night at the Palomino Room and all these other places just having a great time. I don't know Palomino Room, but any of the places around there or at the dances afterwards. And
they love interacting with
the
people.
And they're treated well, too. Yeah. They're, you know, people respect them. And the
they told me it's just like
when Marines come up here for our color guard.
Mm-hmm.
They are so well. They're so well treated. They love coming up here, and that's why they want to come. So kudos to you all.
Hey, we love it, but they did. It's just a different atmosphere when you're at a rodeo, whether there's new people coming in or lifelong fans, families. It's just it's fun to see everyone.
It is. Now, you've got some things happening this week. I see Chase Matthews.
Yes, we still have a handful of VIP left for Chase Matthew, too. Mm-hmm. And, man, he is just, like, skyrocketing on SiriusXM and all the things, but... we have a handful of tickets left, I'd say, on both sides, but there are some scammer sites out there. Our tickets are only $33 for Chase Matthew, unless you do the VIP.
Yeah.
But that's going to be fun. Saturday is sold out for rodeo, but you can still go to the concert afterwards. And I mean,
and the scammer tickets we're talking about, to get tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup, you go to
redbluffroundup.com.
And if you go anywhere else, they're going to have tickets, but it's going to be twice or three times the amount. Now,
right.
We
just
have some tickets.
Be careful about that because we had
the
Red Bluff Roundup. People pay $200 for tickets when they're the same, like, you know, $22 kind of thing. Well, we've got two Friday night tickets here. That's Friday, April 19th, that we're giving away here for the Red Bluff Roundup. That's at 7 p.m. It's clear bag policy, by the way. Do give us a call right now. We're going to give two tickets away for this Friday night for the Red Bluff Roundup, 605-4567. And Christine's standing by. That's 530-605-4567. That's two tickets for Saturday night. And, of course, these
That's Friday.
Friday night. We're going to be attending Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
But these are for Friday night, so give us a call.
Okay. The... Courtney, what's your most exciting part here this week? Something that, I mean, you've been around the rodeo
a long time.
What do you think it is? I mean, is there something new this year that, I mean,
there's always something new, but can I be super honest? I love being just, with my job, I get to be right up on the chutes, whether it's the, you know, steer roping chutes or the bucking chutes, getting to kind of feel some of that energy off of the athletes and get that adrenaline. I'm all about it. So, and I love to show the behind the scenes, but that's where I get a little bit of my rush.
You let us come along with you last year. And one of the things when they're getting ready, especially they're starting with the bareback, these guys are taping themselves and some of them got their shirts off and they're wrapping their ribs and there's,
it's just a terrible spot to work, Carl.
Linda and Courtney were just there for a while just saying, do you need some help with that tape? So, no.
Hey, and Linda will be there again.
The amount of damage, the amount of damage they've done to their bodies already early in the year is what I was.
Well, and the preventative too. But
that's true.
Seeing that stuff and then getting just to talk to them one on one. Now that I've been going to rodeos and then doing Red Bluff, you see the same people and it's just really nice.
Courtney, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to probably see you tomorrow as we bring in the next group in. And we're going to break for the news.
And we'll announce the winners for those tickets after the break.
Right. When SCAR, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, join us right after the news.
Aimed at my partner and me.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As Israel's war cabinet deliberates, an anxious world awaits Israel's response to Iranian aggression. In the wake of Iran's missile and drone attacks on Israel this weekend, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will be voting in the coming days on an emergency aid package for Israel. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill, Johnson warned that bipartisan support for Israel is critical at this moment in history.
This is an alarming thing. It's a dangerous thing. The reason we stand with Israel, for us, it's a matter of faith, but it's also a matter of geopolitical stability. They're the only democracy in the Middle East. If the world ever sees that we lack that resolve, they will come with all guns blazing, literally so, against Israel. It's a dangerous, dangerous situation right now. We cannot show a lack of resolve.
Speaker Johnson conferred with President Biden and other congressional leaders Sunday as the world awaits Israel's response. Israeli officials say the lion's share of the Iranian drones and missiles were shot down with the help of an international coalition whose partners include the U.S. Jury selection getting underway this morning in Manhattan in the first of Donald Trump's four criminal prosecutions.
The New York case is centered on accusations that Trump sought to bury stories about extramarital affairs that arose during his 2016 presidential run. Indictments in this case made Trump the first ex-president charged with a crime. The trial gets underway despite repeated attempts by Trump lawyers to delay the trial and remove the judge. The former president, who denies any wrongdoing, has complained that he should be on the campaign trail, not in a courtroom. Greg Clugston, the White House.
They're running the world-famous Boston Marathon today. Earlier, officials pausing for a ceremony to mark the 11th anniversary of the bombing that killed three people and wounded hundreds. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 63 points, the Nasdaq down 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
German Chancellor Scholz is in China. It's a three-day visit. Trade between the two countries, a top agenda item.
This has led the German government to push for a policy of de-risking to reduce reliance on the Chinese market and suppliers. Nevertheless, China remained Germany's top trading partner for the eighth straight year in 2023, with $271 billion in goods and services. After a visit in Shanghai, Scholz will end his three-day visit in Beijing, where he will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Correspondent Karen Chamas says this is Scholz's second trip to China since he became chancellor in late 2021. Lightning and heavy rains have killed at least 36 people, mostly farmers, across Pakistan the past few days. Authorities have declared a state of emergency in southwestern Baluchistan province. A spokesman for the Emergency Management Agency says most of the deaths occurred when lightning struck farmers who were harvesting wheat. Townhall.com. It's a major move for the Lakota Nation.
A Native American-led nonprofit has purchased 40 acres of land in South Dakota's Black Hills area. The Cheyenne River Youth Project says it bought the land. The executive director of the project says the area is considered, quote, one of the most sacred places for the Lakota Nation. Some tribes in the U.S., Canada, and Australia have gotten their rights to ancestral lands restored in recent years with the growth of the Land Back movement. Jason Walker reporting.
Well, today is tax deadline day, and the Internal Revenue Service promoting the customer service improvements the agency says it has rolled out since getting tens of billions of dollars in new funding through the Democrat so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow trading 69 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio and rodeo in Red Bluff Roundup Center this week. Good morning, everybody. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can get into our chat room the same way. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. Today, tax day. April the 15th. Mm. So appropriate that we have Shasta County citizens advocating respect here, because that's what I want from the IRS. I want respect. I don't want an attack. IRS, I'm sorry. It's 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Center. Christina's there at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Take down the call-ins, because I get confused, and I would just say, oh, Donnie's on the line, and Donnie's riding a horse someplace in the United States. How are you doing? Do you have a nice week?
I am doing great. Just Monday. Magic Monday.
Magic Monday.
Magic Monday.
And, of course, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 45 degrees.
The wonderful, beautiful Linda.
Oh, we just have a big week ahead of us. Tomorrow is the... tomorrow is the Tough Enough to Think Pink luncheon out at the Red Bluff Fairgrounds. We're going to be discussing all of that. But we're so lucky. Also, it is cool April nights this week. So much going on. Mostly sunny today with a high of 70, overnight lows of 49. It's currently 45 degrees. 78 tomorrow, 77 on Wednesday, Thursday 79. And Friday, 78, Saturday, 76. We've got some great weather ahead of us. You know what? If I look at what was printed out for me and I look at some other things, it looks like 80 on Wednesday, 81 on Friday, 81 on Sunday. So, you know, as we are looking at cruising and all the wonderful things that are happening ahead of us here, we've got great weather. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. And Ken, you won those two tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup this Friday. Ken, at 366-6574. Come by and get your tickets.
We're going to give away two more tomorrow. And then that'll be it for our tickets. I don't know. How many tickets do we have?
Six.
Oh, okay. We're going to give away. Well, you know what? We may give away another two today. You know, what do you think?
We'll see.
Linda's in charge of all of that. Of course. Anyway. Hey, we're here with Susan Wilson of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Jenna Berry from the Pathway to Hope.
Yeah.
And this month is...
Child Abuse Prevention.
Child Abuse Prevention Month. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, it is.
And we've been, each month, there's so many months that are, because it's also, let me find it here. This may be the same thing.
It's also Arts and Cultures Month.
Well, that goes way beyond me. I was looking at the one from the DA with about the denim.
Oh,
What is that one? That's a...
I think that's CSEC.
Yeah, that's for abused people.
So. Well, this organization offers meaningful youth engagement opportunities, including teen centers, Camp Hope, and skills program. It advocates for improved and expanded services in child abuse prevention and treatment, and collaborates with other child abuse prevention councils at local, regional, state, and national levels to achieve common goals. So if you're wondering about what they do, you can always look it up online, and we've got a wonderful website, interactive.
Thank you.
So we're here today to discuss what the program is about or something coming up.
Yeah, so we're just talking about what we do. This month is really our month where we go out and we do a lot of advocacy. We do that all year round, but this month is really the month that we're you'll see us out and about doing things. We lit the bridge blue the first week of April, and we've planted pinwheels at the Wind River gas station off of 273 in Bonneview. And then we have a couple more things coming up. We have a smart lunch with First Five tomorrow. And then we have a Hope and Hot Rods during the cool April nights where it's going to be a diaper drive. So you can come by our building, see some really fancy cars, and then donate diapers. We're always looking for those bigger sizes of diapers, and we're doing kind of a Stuff the Camaro fun event, and so it should be a really good time. But the whole heart of it is just really looking at how we can get ahead of child abuse, how we can look at it from this kind of generational perspective and do interventions early.
Well, we start talking child abuse, let me get into the ACEs scores, the Adverse Childhood Experiences.
ACE scores.
Mm-hmm. And the fact is, and I'll go back to this. I think because we have organizations like yours, Jenna,
yeah,
and organizations like Children's Legacy Center, One Safe mm-hmm. Place,
yeah,
the fact is that Shasta County takes us serious.
Yeah, we do.
They really do. Teachers are taught. Law enforcement are taught. You know, everybody, even banks are taught to be watching mm-hmm. for abuse,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. elder mm-hmm. abuse and all of these. Yeah, because we take this serious, you know, well, probably our scores are higher than they are in some of these other counties that probably have far surpassed us, but they don't take it seriously. There's no place to report it. If it is reported, it's kind of ignored and all that. Now, that doesn't say that our ACEs scores can't improve. I'm just saying anybody, any organization that takes it seriously, you're going to find it. And if you don't take it seriously, you're not going to find it. Mm-hmm. So I applaud this our county for doing this, first of all.
Yeah.
Because we have problems. We have problems with employment. We have problems with drugs. We have problems with homelessness, even though the family, mm-hmm. What can I say? They're couch surfing. They're living in their cars.
Oh, yeah.
They're living
mm-hmm.
in apartments. You know, mm-hmm. just trying to stay. You know, one step
ahead of the game.
Which is with the cost of apartments, the cost of food, the cost of gas.
Yeah.
You know, God bless this administration, and I should just say bless their hearts. But I'm not trying to say that. It's all so important, and we do have our problems. But I applaud our county and people like you all for taking it seriously, and let's see what we can do to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I believe that. So, okay, so I can leave now. I'll lay down outside. I'm going to lay down with Buford underneath the table here.
I'd like to talk for a minute about the pinwheel, because I had Maria Orozco on my Thursday night show from Ready Rancheria. And she was talking about how profound that was. Can you share with us what that was like and what just the pinwheels represent?
Yeah, so we put up pinwheels at the Wind River gas station every year. We're super grateful for the tribe letting us, Rancheria letting us do that. And this year we put out 716 pinwheels, and those pinwheels represent substantiated cases of child abuse. So 716 in our county, which is just, that's an insane number. That's
staggering.
So high, right? And so, you know, for us, that's us really putting it into numbers. People, you know, we know that we're high in ACEs. We know that we have these high numbers, but it's easy to be like, yeah, that's not my kids or that's not my thing. And so when you drive by the gas station and you see all of these pinwheels, like, that's a huge number. It filled that whole lawn. It took like 15 members of my team an hour. Like, we were all out there putting up pinwheels. That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of cases. That's a lot of hurt. And the thing is, like, you know, you look at it and it's these kids are hurting right now, but the reality is that those kids are at such a higher risk to do other things. So they become 6 times more likely to commit suicide. They're 50% more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol. And they're 74% more likely to commit a violent crime. And a lot of times those violent crimes are against other children, their spouses. Those are the things. Our kids that are abused become the next generation of abusers if we don't do interventions now, if we don't lean in and teach them healthier relationships.
And keep in mind that they do poorly in school. They have risky behaviors, more likely to get pregnant, mm-hmm. smoke, use drugs, mm-hmm. all those kinds of things that really change your path through the world,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Mentorship is everything in catching it
relationships,
early.
Relationships, yes. Relationships.
Oh, my goodness.
We're here with Susan Wilson and
Jenna Berry.
Jenna Berry, thank you. I have it right here.
It's okay.
I'm just reaching for it in my stack of things. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst down at 3208 South Market Street is the man to go to if you've got a chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length in your windshield. This guy is an expert. He's a master. He's been repairing my windshield for years. In fact, there's probably more chips in it that's keeping my windshield connected. It's kind of like Bondo, yeah, you know, but I don't worry about it failing because he guarantees it. I mean, you can't even see it in my windshield. This is how good this, he is the magician of fixing windshields. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated. This is a veteran-owned business. This is a good guy. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. But Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Skew Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linderbott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State in that Record Searchlight poll. And they are. They are the best in the North State, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, been there for 30 years. Leonard had it first, sold it to Rebecca and Henry, and I tell you what. This is a great place to shop for jewelry, my friends. They have it all from, Native American to estate jewelry to stuff they design and build themselves, plus all the regular stuff, watches and rings and all that kind of stuff at very fair prices. Can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we're here with Jenna Berry and from Pathways to Hope and Susan Wilson from SCAR, which is a mixed martial arts group that fights on on Tuesday nights. There are no rules in this. It is whoever is left standing in the rings. Opinion is true. The other person,
which is always
isn't.
Me, I have to add.
That's right. The opinion is true. Whatever they say is true. The other one is obviously a lie because in the Thor's battle for right and justice. That's what SCAR goes.
That's where we go.
There you go. Or other people could call it the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
But, right.
So, okay, we're talking about this month is Child Abuse Awareness Month. The number of cases that we've had here in Shasta County, what can people do to help with this?
Well, so we talked a little bit about it. You know, we had 716 cases that were substantiated, but of those, there was 3,500 reports made. And so people can, you know, when they see abuse or they have concerns about it, they can report it. And that's, you know, that's the biggest thing for us getting interventions with those kiddos is doing those reports. Of those reports, the county does, you know, our Health and Human Services team, our child welfare team, they do investigate and they look into it and they make sure that those are real cases. And that's why there's, you know, 3,500 reports, but there's 716 that were substantiated. And so those are the cases that really are truly child abuse. And so they do the work to make sure that we're following that.
Okay, when you, I don't know if we want to kind of describe this on the air, when you say substantiated, I mean, is there a protocol when a child is brought before, can you kind of give us a little bit of a behind the scenes situation?
Yeah, so substantiated really means that they've looked into it and there are markers and indications of abuse, but abuse can also include neglect. And it can be all different forms of abuse. So, you know, I can't tell you specific by family, but I can tell you that, like, there are certain levels of, you know, abuse that's physical, mental, sexual abuse. There's also neglect, medical neglect. There's lots of different categories. But if it gets to the point where it's substantiated, that means that they've investigated it, the county has looked into it, and there are markers that there is, in fact, abuse happening or neglect happening. And that can be all these different levels. It can be really, really awful, but it can also be little things that, you know, families who have never learned how to do better, they're like, this is how parenting looks. This is what it's supposed to be, and don't know better because they've seen it from everyone around them or their family before them. And so they're doing these things that are abusive or neglectful. And that's really where we want to step in and support those families. Those early markers of child abuse is what Pathways to Hope does. We start looking at those early indicators and giving parenting classes, support parenting, support groups, those kinds of things to really talk about what can be different and what can look healthier and what can be safer for our kids. And that's really where Pathways to Hope lives, in that higher levels of we're just starting to see markers and we really want to support those families and help them do better because parents love their children and they want to do better. You know?
And I think you work with families that haven't even been already identified as doing abuse.
Yes.
So one of the things that we're after here is to build strong families in Shasta County. You know, teach parents how to be resilient, how to deal with the issues that come up with parenting and so on. And I think that's where your organization does a really good job.
Well,
you know.
Thank you.
I know.
But it's one of those things, like, we have a lot of different programs, and the way that we do this is we want to destigmatize needing help. Parenting is insanely hard.
It doesn't come with a book.
No.
An instruction
no class
book.
On parenting,
nope.
But, yeah. But my question, I guess I think about how, you know, if you were spanked, then you spank.
Yes.
And how you break that cycle of, well, that's how I was raised and I'm perfectly fine, you
right.
know.
Exactly.
So where do you, I'm just curious, like,
so
where does that, how do you intercede?
Yeah, and I think that that's a really, 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 really important question, you know, and there's an article by this woman, Selma Freiberg, and it's called Ghosts in the Nursery. I'll send it to you if you like. Ghosts in the Nursery. And what she says is that research has shown that we parent the same way our parents parented.
Right.
Unless we consciously, you know, it almost goes to how, unless we consciously change the way that we do it. Or maybe we're married to somebody who says, we're not going to do it that way or whatever. Some people parent really well. Some people parent less well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important that we understand that that actually sort of, it comes down, we all have a certain DNA, but the way that that DNA is expressed is different for everyone depending on the things that have happened to them.
Right.
Okay. And, well, let me be the devil's advocate on this. Okay.
Okay.
I saw that coming.
I
was looking at your eyes there.
You know, I got swatted when I was growing up. Linda got swatted when she was growing up.
I got spanked.
You got spanked. I'm not sure about. I'm not going to ask about your childhood, Jenna. But you know, and there's a difference between being swatted in corporal punishment and somebody being beaten. There's
a big difference.
There's
a big
now,
difference.
I look at our generation coming up, and then I look at the newer generations, and I mean I've accomplished certain things in my life. Linda's accomplished certain things. You obviously have, and you too, Jenna.
Thank you.
And the fact is, when you tell people that spanking is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be a lot of like little asterisks behind it because, it got my attention when I was young that this is not, you know, if I was kept doing it, this is what was going to happen. So there was going to be retribution if I continued to behave in that way.
And I would say that there's something to be said about like, we think that the opposite spectrum of that and what is accepted now is like gentle parenting. I say that with air quotes where you just go, oh, that's fine. Don't do that again. But there are like parenting support systems. We use Triple P at Pathways to Hope. And there's these support systems around, you know, creating
an environment
that has consequences. And they're, you know, they're natural consequences. They're things that are going to make the kids' life difficult. As they grow up, they're going to need to see those things because otherwise we're teaching kids there are no consequences and then they become adults who have no consequences. But I think there's a lot
of that in our society today. You can do these because there's no consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You can borrow money and somebody will forgive that loan. You can riot on campus and nothing's going to happen to you. I mean, this is not something that just started when they were adults, when they were 18. This started much earlier in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also agree with the other part is, okay, you're going to act like that, then you're going to go in your room. Now, also when you go in your room, we're taking away your phone, your TV, your computer, and all that. You know, I mean, we've just shut you off the internet right there.
Yeah, there's definitely ways to do consequences
because life has progressed.
Right.
That's right. I understand that.
And there's more you can take away from kids today probably than there was when I was growing
up. I mean, those
up.
Cell phones are really great for taking away.
Well,
I don't know. Have you ever taken a cell phone away from a teen? It makes your life awful.
Miserable.
But the point is you're still teaching them if you do this, there is going to be retribution that you've got to take responsibility. And guess what? You're not going to like what's going to happen.
And I think that's the important part.
Whatever that is, and that's the part.
Is finding that middle road. Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of the reason we went so far into that gentle parenting piece was because people were spanked and they didn't like those outcomes. And, you know, we talk about it as spanking versus corporal punishment, but when we were younger, like, that was an acceptable form of parenting. And so the next generation was like, ooh, we're running the opposite direction because I didn't like the way I grew up in that. I didn't like those things. And they went so far the other direction. And I think there's something in the middle of accountability, respect, teaching kids how to be successful. Like, that's really the goal behind a lot of what we do, is helping kids be successful. And being successful doesn't mean taking away all the boundaries. It, in fact, means having very healthy boundaries and helping them see them and kind of bounce off them and learn from them, because otherwise they can't be functional adults. They can't have budgets and housing and all those things if you don't know boundaries and you don't know, you know, responsibilities.
People want boundaries.
Yeah.
They thrive in a structured environment, yes. especially kids. You see it when they come into the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden there's a structure there, and they just thrive in that. Mm-hmm. And
they know the rules.
The rules are real clear.
Yeah.
And if you do this, and that's the problem too, is if those rules aren't clear, it's not fair to the kids.
Right.
I mean, if they change, okay, this day we're doing this, and this day, no wonder the kid's confused.
Right. Let me add something. You know, I run Youth Option Shasta, and one of the things that we do at Youth Option Shasta is we have referrals of kids, good kids made bad choices, and they go through youth peer court, you know, and they're judged by a jury of their peers and a real judge. However, before they can go through this whole system, we ask them to accept responsibility for what they did. If you went and, let's say, you shoplifted, why'd you do it? What for? And accept responsibility, and then try and figure out how to do whatever it was that they were after differently, you know. And I think in some ways that's where our system is failing some of the kids, is that we have developed a pathway, but it is a pathway. Mm-hmm. And we need to teach kids you can veer to the right and you can veer to the left if you think about it.
That accountability.
You know, know that if you veer to the right or you veer to the left, there are consequences mm-hmm. outside that pathway that we've generally built for you.
Okay. All right. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since she opened her office in 1993, two separate organizations, insurance and financial management. And with all the problems people are having with insurance and with inflation and all that, maybe it's time to give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401s, your insurance, all this. A free review and evaluation there. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every
taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome back to our program this morning. Oh my God, Christina, you're a doll. She's in there going knocking on, hey, because we're having conversations, something that just irks my chain. And we're talking about this because, you know, we talk about when we grew up. I mean, my parents were disciplinarians, and on the weekends, because my mom and dad worked, we didn't have gardeners and housekeepers. You didn't have professional hair and nails and all this and coffee and things like that. So, you know, our family, I'm not saying we were a model. I'm just saying that we were raised that we had to pull weeds and we had to help outside. We had to do animal, responsibilities and we had to do housework and pull furniture out. Otherwise we would maybe not spare the rod. My mom would freak out, like if you didn't pull the furniture out and vacuum behind the furniture. Can I say I do it now? No. But we were raised that way. And so I'm not saying that's model, but that their generation was that, you know, your kids as a family, you work together.
Yes.
Like we never had professional movers. We moved.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
has to do with expectations.
And so when we think we were talking about cell phones and we were talking about, Judy Salters, good friends of ours, Judy Salters and Lori Goyne started this, women's organization called the Women's Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have these wonderful programs at the, library where they'd have expert panels come on. And I was talking with you about, I'll never forget this one woman talking about children in front of TV. You should not let your children just be free in front of the TV before 3 years old. And that the wiring changes in a child, that stuck with me because I truly believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Children and media is something that we have not conquered in our world. You know, even at daycare, they tend to use TV as a kind of a babysitter sometimes.
Yeah.
Getting away from that, I think, and especially in good care daycare places. Actually, my child grew up without a TV. I don't have a TV today because it's too distracting even for me. I grew up without a TV. I didn't get a TV. I don't have a TV. You know, so each of us has to balance. You know, I'm a little bit on the hyperactive side. And, you know, it was not good for me. And
yeah,
however,
yeah.
However, most people really depend on that. And so we talk about kids.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, different kids manage media. And we need to think about it in terms of media different ways.
Yeah, we've a couple things that, I mean, I'm just curious, as our listeners are listening to this, are you the family that when you have guests over and you're football fans and you're having Thanksgiving, are you watching the game throughout the entire 4 or 5 days? Are you that family? Are you the family that lets your kids game or watch or do phones all day long? Are you that family? Are you the person that when you go have lunch with somebody, you've got your cell phone on the table and all those other texts that are coming through are more important than the conversation that having in that moment?
And now people have them on their watch.
Yes.
Right.
And you know, you're trying to talk to somebody and they keep looking at their yeah. watch and poking their watch.
In reality, like us as adults, like we struggle to set
yeah.
that boundary.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
at lunch,
yeah.
we're in meetings, and we're like, oh, shoot, okay, I got to get this thing. So now imagine your brain isn't fully developed, you still don't make good choices, and you're like, ooh, flashing lights, ooh, gotta grab that, gotta do the things, which is the reason that schools are like, can't have your cell phone out. Schools do not allow cell phones because they know those like instant gratifications, those lights, those are going to be distractions from the learning. And we see that, you know, with our kids. I have teens, and we are navigating this because there is something to be said about being able to get a hold of my kid. My daughter is 12. I want to know that she's safe. I want to be able to get a hold of her. But on the other side, I want her to be able to set good boundaries, be able to put that down and play cards art or do the things that she does. She's an amazing athlete, and she does all these things, and so I'm really grateful for that. But setting those boundaries has been a really big piece of learning to parent teens for me. And so I can only imagine, you know, other families going through those things without resources, without support. I have people like Susan and all these people in my ear helping me decide these things and set up good structures, but not everybody has that.
Is TikTok dangerous?
I mean, yes.
Yes.
100%. It's one of those things, like, if you set good boundaries around it, yeah. But there's just so many things of kids doing crazy things with, you know, they do it fake on the internet. They do it fake in TikTok, and they can video edit it, and then a kid does it for real at
home.
And it doesn't work, and they get injured. I mean, the biggest one was, like, what was that woman who glued her hair with Gorilla Glue?
Right.
And then everyone did it. They, like, watched her get stuck and still did it themselves. And so, like, that girl's hair, I think, had to be, like, totally peeled off of her head. But I'm just saying, like, that's the Tide Pod challenge. That's the, you know, those things that can be really dangerous.
They did that one where they put cartons, like milk cartons, and they stacked them up and to see who could get up the highest on them. And people were breaking legs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, TikTok already, I mean, when Congress is looking at it saying this is, besides the fact that it's, you know, it's dangerous and it's allowing all these things to happen, is that it's taking all the information about the kids and feeding it someplace, and now you're getting kids that are committing suicide because of
failure,
sexual extortion.
Oh, 100%. And it's one of those things, like, when we were a kid, the internet, you know, I'm probably the youngest person in this room, but still, the internet was like, you could delete things off the internet and it didn't exist forever. But nowadays, you take a picture and that lasts forever. You put a video up on the internet and people can download it and it lasts forever. So every dumb choice you make, like, I am so grateful my dumb choices were not broadcast on the internet because, like, I got to be like, ooh, learned from that, never going to do that again. Where our kids now, they don't get to learn. I mean, they learn from it, but they will always be haunted by it if it gets, you know, media fame or whatever it is.
Once it's there, it's always there.
Yeah, there was a sad case that we had fairly recently where girls, cheerleaders, had a slumber party. And they took pictures of each other naked and doing weird things. And somebody sent the pictures to somebody else. And it went all over the school. All the cheerleaders lost, well, not all of them, but lots of the cheerleaders lost their position on the team. It was just it was frightening how quickly it goes from an instant decision,
right.
and your life is changed forever. And that picture is there.
forever.
And your brain is not formed, and you're making dumb decisions. When you're a teenager, that's when you make the dumb decisions, and you figure the things out. And now it's all broadcast on TikTok. And we see, you know, girls are feeling severely isolated because of social media. And we're seeing, like...
Bullied.
They're being bullied. Mm-hmm. They're really...
They're not perfect. They don't have all beautiful bodies, beautiful faces.
Can you imagine you put a picture up and you're like, this is really funny. And then everyone's like, you know what? You're ugly. And I don't like this about you. And I don't like this about you. And all of a sudden, every part of you is picked apart by strangers. And then it's only if you have the best self-esteem that you can be like, oh, whatever. That's fine. Yeah, otherwise, you're thinking,
they're not young enough.
Awful.
They're not old enough to say, well, I really don't give a damn what you think. Cause
right.
Exactly.
I don't know you.
Exactly.
And that goes on later in life with people.
Sure it
know?
Does. Sure it does. But keep in mind that there are two times when your brain really develops. One is this 0 to 3. The second time is puberty.
Yeah.
And puberty is when your brain is developing. As your brain develops, you develop these pathways. Mm-hmm. If something happens to you and you use that pathway a lot, it becomes what we call myelinated. So it gets a sheath over it. So it's 3,000 times faster than the normal way that you think. So you start making quick decisions that are pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And you have built that yourself. And that's why strong parenting is important. That's why I'm not saying punishment. I'm saying think about where you want your child to go. Work out a deal with your child about how you're going to get there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I say to parents, don't take the phone away. Say, I'm not happy with the way you're using your phone. How do you think we should handle that? Let's figure out a plan. Let's do that plan. You know, one of the things that I teach in my classes with parents, and these are teenagers, young teenagers, is I say, take that phone away at night. They do not need that phone in their room at night because it goes ding, ding, ding. Right. They wake up. They don't get enough sleep. They're not ready for the next day of school. They can't get up. A cell phone is a wonderful bribe. Hey, it's time to get up. Here's your phone. You know, and they pop out of bed. You know,
Your phone's on the breakfast table.
Exactly. So, I mean, what we have to do is learn to manipulate this tool rather than have the tool manipulate our kids.
Okay. Well, and so much of that comes from education.
We have to take a break here. Sorry.
We could go on forever.
Did you know about the thing that... That part when you're, you know, what'd you call it, mylar?
Myelinating.
You know what? I probably got 3 or 4 of those in my head.
No, you have hundreds.
Only three or four thousands.
Maybe thousands. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. Been going there for like 17 years. Never had a bad haircut. Locally owned, locally operated. Been around since like 1960. Give them a call. I make appointments there at 530-244-9478. Or you can just stop by, and if you got an empty spot there, and I'm sure they do occasionally, you can get your haircut there, and you're going to get a great haircut. It's a barbershop, though, my friends. It's not a styling salon. This is man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
All right. With conviction.
Too close for rocket switching the guns.
No, it's fun to watch you dance.
That was my Gatling gun dance where I kind of sit there and go. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire. Welcome back to Free Fire. It's me. You know what? I was my brain formed this way at an early age.
That's right. You have some myelinated neural pathways
there you go.
Along
and,
these
you know,
lines.
And for men, you know, puberty lasts till you're 45. So, you know, those lines can
or
go.
Or later.
Or later. Sometimes some people say much later. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Hey, I've got a couple announcements here. Hey, tomorrow at 11 a.m., they're having the ceremony out there at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery for Fred Salante, the founder and the director of the Missing in America's Veterans Recovery Program. That was started in 2007, which finds those remains of veterans that have not been interred, homeless, or maybe families just didn't pick them up. And since they have to keep them, the mortuaries or the morgues, they go in there and they get the names, they do a background check to see if they were veterans, and if they are, they then take these remains and give them a honorable
burial.
Funeral.
Yeah.
And they've done thousands throughout the United States. Anyway, tomorrow, Fred's ceremony is going to be at 11 a.m., so if you can make it there.
You want to get there early because I'm sure there's going to be several
It's
going to
be
there.
Outside because it's going to be too big. It's going to be beautiful
around
weather
the flag.
Out there. Yeah. Okay. Our guests today are Jenna Berry from Pathways to Hope and also Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. No, it's it's not SCAR. It's not a mixed martial arts group that I was kidding around about. But, we've gotten some really I thought kind of fascinating discussions here about how to take, you've got something that is used as it's not good for your kids, and it's called a phone. On the other hand, you can use that as a bargaining chip to change behavior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, what can we do with this phone so that you don't use it like this anymore?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make a deal. You make a deal with them as opposed to just saying, well, here's my deal. Let me have the phone. Mm-hmm. Now, I like Jenna's idea. Says, hey, when you go to bed, that phone goes into my room. You get it tomorrow morning when you come down for breakfast on time.
Yeah.
Ready for school.
Well, deep for my breath. Kiddos, it's just a good, safety net, too. Nighttime is when the dumb stuff happens.
Yeah.
First of all, if it's an adult and they're up that late, they're not up to anything good. And if it's a kid, they're unsupervised and they're making poor choices, and that's when you get those really intense text messages. That's when you get the inappropriate, things going on. And so for us, we just have set that hard boundary with our kiddos. But again, it's like learning parenting. It's getting resources. It's doing the things we need to protect our kiddos. And, I'm lucky enough to have people like Susan Wilson and Wendy Dickens and these people in my life who speak into, parenting and all these different things. But I also say, everybody needs support in parenting. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs help. It's so hard.
Absolutely.
It's so hard. And it's not the same as when we were kids. And so we can't use
more
the
dangerous.
Framework.
Yeah. It's much more dangerous now to be a kid than it was when I was growing up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Our biggest danger was falling off your bicycle and getting down the road, and then everybody get up and you laugh. And,
have a skinned knee.
Yeah, but your life wasn't ruined over that. Or you didn't have, or if somebody bullied you, it was somebody at school bullied you and ended up in a fist fight or things like
that. Well, your parent could help you because it was your neighbor or your whatever. But now you're getting bullied by someone across the country that you've never met before, and your parent can't help you.
An adult that knows how to get to kids. Yeah. And there's been cases where kids have been driven to suicide by adults.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, and they've caught the adult, and it's like, hang them. Just hang them.
Yeah.
And you won't have that problem anymore.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
That's my solution on a lot of things.
I was going to say, the Gatling gun thing, now this.
Hey, trust me, you're a pedophile. Mm-hmm. You go on these things like sexual assault and think, you know what? Guess what?
You need to be here.
It's time for you to check off the
net. So Pathways to Hope, let's talk about any kind of thing coming up that our listeners need to know about that's an event or introductory kind of situation.
Well, so tomorrow is our smart lunch. It's through First Five. If you go to First Five's website, that was a good one, puppy.
Actually, through the Strengthening Families Collaborative.
And so if we go through their website, we have a smart lunch tomorrow where we're just talking about what Pathways does and how we do it. And then we have a fun fundraiser coming up on April 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Pathways parking lot, which is 2280 Benton Drive, Building C. We're going to be stuffing a Camaro with diapers. And so it's going to be a really good time. There's going to be some food, really fancy cars because it's part of Cool April Nights. But it should be really fun. Yeah.
The reason I was laughing is Buford was licking your toes.
I know. I was trying not to laugh.
He's just loving on you there.
Sorry, talking about Pathways to Hope here and an event while the dog's howling and licking toes.
He was so cute. He was just totally licking my toes, right when I was trying to give you. I am a professional.
You are so focused.
I don't need to laugh.
He's chewing on my Birkenstocks.
Don't let him chew. Here's the one thing. Parents that say, you know what, I need help.
Yeah.
Who do they call?
They call us.
Okay.
So anyone can refer themselves. Yeah, anyone can refer themselves. We have a family resource center that will help any family. We have parenting support. We have classes. We have, help with all different kinds of resources, and we'll get you connected to the places you need to be. But they can call, which is 530-242-2020. And they can get help. We'll get them connected to the right parent partner. We have parent partners that do support around families and help them identify the resources they need or get them into the classes and parenting support that they need, which is really great. And then any kid can come to our, 13 through 18-year-olds can come to our teen centers. We have one in Reading and one in Anderson.
Where are they?
Yeah, the one in Anderson is right on Main Street, and it's a brick building, and it says Anderson Teen Center on the outside. And then the Reading Teen Center is right next to the Dollar Tree on Churn Creek, corner of Churn Creek and Hartnell. Used to be the Aarons.
Okay.
But it is, we've totally redone it inside. It's really cool. And in the back, we just put in a boxing gym. And our Shasta County PAL program starts, I believe, May, the second week of May. We're going to be launching our Shasta County PAL, which is Police Athletic League. And so it's our Sheriff's Department is going to start sending officers in to box with our kiddos. And so they're teaching them the skills. We have an amazing coach who talks about leadership, about boundaries, and really controlling your body and doing those things. And so it's boxing, but it's really more. It's about leadership.
You know what?
And it's about
that is, I am so glad you're doing that. First of all,
cool.
It's an athletic
thing. That's great.
The other thing is it teaches people to take care of themselves. The other thing is it teaches people that you can get hurt and persevere.
Yeah.
You can have a physical pain and you persevere.
Yeah.
And that's really, really important. Mm-hmm. You're surprised how many people have never had the opportunity to get punched in the face. And they're you laugh about that.
No, but I hear what you're saying.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've never been punched in the face. Yeah. And then they realize, oh, no, I can keep going. I can take care of myself and keep going on this.
And we talk about perseverance. We talk about those things within this leadership structure. And it's really cool. We have some really cool involvement from the Sheriff's Department. One of our board members, Jake Duncan, is on there, and he's just really great. And so we're getting that started, and it'll be really fun starting in
May. All right. When you get that thing started, why don't you come on back and let's talk about it.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Great Monday morning here on KCNR. Thank you for all our listeners. And by the way, congratulations again. Once for your tickets, I mean, Ken, come and get your tickets for Friday night's Red Bluff Roundup.
All right, everybody, have a great, it's going to be a beautiful day, and God bless America.
Baby.